Called the order of the meeting of the River Forest Historic Preservation Commission for Thursday, March 18th, 2024. Luke, could you take the roll, please?
All right. Commissioner Merm.
Here.
Commissioner Reno Ogden. Commissioner Graham White.
Here.
Commissioner Krasinski. Commissioner Forehand.
Here.
Chairman Franek.
Here.
Commissioner Sager.
Here.
We have a quorum. I do not see anyone in the audience for public comment. Luke, do we have anything submitted in writing?
No.
Okay. All right. Next, review an application for a certificate of appropriateness for completeness for the demolition of a garage at 214 Gale. This is just to determine whether or not we believe. Actually, let me back up for a second. We need to do the approval of the meeting minutes for November 15th, 2023. I stand corrected in terms of the order. Does anyone have any comments or questions or revisions?
No.
No.
No. No.
Hearing no comments and having the commissioners each indicate individually they do not have any comments, is there a motion to accept?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I second.
All right. Commissioner Murr.
Aye.
Commissioner Reno Ogden.
Aye.
Commissioner Graham White.
Aye.
Commissioner Krasinski. Commissioner Forehand.
Aye.
Chairman Franek.
Aye.
Commissioner Sager.
Aye.
Okay. What I previously jumped the gun to. We are reviewing the application for the garage demolition at 214 Gale to determine whether or not we have all the information that we need in order to hold a subsequent public hearing in that the property is a... The building itself at 214 Gale is a significant structure. Therefore, does anyone have any thoughts about the completeness of the proposal for demolition, or any questions that they believe need be answered by further submissions?
It's insignificant.
So what we're talking about is just to determine tonight whether we've got all the information we need.
Yeah.
I assume that means, David, you believe we've got everything we need.
That picture is worth a thousand words.
There you go.
I concur with Commissioner Reynolds.
I do too.
Yeah. As do I. Is there a motion to indicate that the application for a certificate of appropriateness is in fact complete?
Motion. So moved. So suggest. So whatever.
Is there a second?
Second.
Luke?
Commissioner Murr.
Aye.
Commissioner Reno Ogden.
Aye.
Commissioner Graham White.
Yeah.
Commissioner Forehand.
Aye.
Chairman Franek.
Aye.
Commissioner Sager.
Yes.
Is there another package, Dave?
Right.
Package of stuff.
I do. Okay. Review and discussion regarding 240 Forest. Luke, do you want to give a little bit of background, please?
A gentleman reached out to me, interested in seeing if he could get the home to some sort of status. Historic status, and currently right now it is not, but it is an older home, and he was interested in seeing if he could get status to help out with some tax incentives. But as of this morning or yesterday, he reached out to me saying he may no longer be closing on the home, but on the agenda. So,
right. Informationally, we do not take votes or make decisions with respect to individual properties unless there's an application in front of us and there's no application further the individual apparently does not own the home at this point in time. Informationally, though, for folks who may have some questions generically, in In 2012 and 2013, the commission is required by the ordinance conducted a survey of all structures within the village. This was conducted by two architectural firms following a request for proposal and subsequent in-person interviews by three groups of architects. The properties were reviewed in accordance with standards established by the Secretary of Interior in the promulgation of the 1966 National Historic Preservation Act. And their recommendations were forwarded to us. As a commission, we then reviewed those recommendations, and if we had indicated as a commission that we believe that the individual properties were worthy of significant status, either as architecturally or historically significant, as defined by the ordinance, we then recommended that to the Village Board of Trustees, which adopted our recommendations. In this particular instance, this property was not recommended for significant status by the architects during their survey. It was listed as a potentially contributing property to a National Register Historic District. It shares that distinction with over 1,660 other properties within the village. 298 properties, in fact, were granted historic designation, significant property status, two of which have subsequently been demolished over our objections. In order to have us consider something, to reconsider, the ordinance, I believe, states that we would have to receive additional information for our consideration, that the property is either historically significant, namely that it is associated with an individual or event of local, regional, or national importance, or that it was designed or constructed by a prominent architect. Absent that additional information, the findings and the recommendations of the architects in 2012 and 2013 and our review and recommendation to the village board stands. So that is kind of where we are. I don't know if any of the commissioners wish to add to that further, but I thought that it was probably appropriate. We didn't want someone to go down a path with inaccurate information.
Is the contributing house, though?
It is potentially contributing.
Potentially contributing.
I would suggest that we just refer him to, and this is on the website, to the financial incentives for historic preservation work, and we'll tell him exactly whether
Absolutely.
Or not he qualifies,
yep.
Which I don't believe he does, but
yep.
No, well, we
don't have to stick our nose into anything.
Yep.
You know, he
yep.
can check on that
yep.
and then talk to his tax advisor.
Yeah, he needs to discuss this with his advisors, either tax advisors or legal advisors. That's not a service that we provide to the public, making those determinations.
Unless you want to do my taxes for me.
Sorry, Carla. Thank you, no. Does anyone else have any thoughts? Any other thoughts? Okay. Moving on. Discussion regarding contributing or noteworthy properties to consider for significant property status. As requested by the commission, I reached out to the village president and discussed some of our concerns with respect to certain properties for potential review and regarding potential significant property status because they now have reached a certain age limit. Her thoughts are that we should put a temporary pause in order to lessen some of the understandably heightened emotions that we currently have. That pause is not meant to minimize any particular concerns, but it's just to step back a bit and review it at a different time when we can consider that discussion at a later date. Right now, there are a lot of understandably raw emotions, and it perhaps would be best to discuss all of those properties at a subsequent time. And in fact, I've relayed that on to Doug Gilbert, who has agreed to conduct a survey of the properties that we'd like him to take a look at. He was a gentleman who did a large number of the surveys initially. His architectural practice includes assisting and creating a number of architectural significance and historic significance surveys throughout the country. So, I don't know if anyone else has anything further they want to add to that. Next, discussion regarding promotion of River Forest architecture and history. Jan, you got any walks going? I know that I saw that there's one on the south side of the tracks in is it early May?
Yeah. And then you'll get more timely information that we offer because we only need one. Village.
Could that go in the village newsletter? To go into the village newsletter.
I think.
Yeah,
so social media.
Suggest that to people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they send out notifications. Okay. Or at least you can go on their website.
Yeah, maybe. Suggest people. So
I think maybe that's a good way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the house walk is south of the trails around Gale. And I don't know if it's gone. But anyway, there'll be five homes. And I think it's the first Sunday of May. But again,
we usually put those once we get the information from this historical society. We usually get that on our social media, so I'm on the lookout for it. I think they FOIA'd all for all the houses, so I knew something was in the pipeline.
Yeah,
also got a blurb of the Chicago 2024 Preservation Expo. Saturday, May 18th at, I think it's Pritzker Law School Auditorium, Northwestern Pritzker School of Law at 375 East Chicago Avenue. I don't think it comes over Chicago very often, but it's the Chicago 2024 Preservation Expo, Saturday, May 18th from 10 to 2.
It is right plus.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's
on preservation.
Yeah, unless they all want to show up, in which case I hope they have their tickets in advance. So I believe they've been sold out for months.
From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Mm. Okay. Anything else in that category?
Did we end up doing anything with the Preservation Award? I asked naively.
I believe we were waiting for guidance from the village board.
Beyond the next agenda, it will be on the next HPC agenda. I thought we could start here first.
Okay.
And then I was going to ask you guys. Traditionally, I was going through some files, and I found like a proper award document to fill out for the homes. And I do think there is signage that gets placed in front of the home. And I thought if you guys might be able to enlighten me on some of the other stuff that happened with the awards. That was what I saw, and it'll be obviously all over the newsletter and social media as well.
It's a rather prominent metal sign that homeowners are afforded the opportunity to put in front of their property. A couple of years ago, someone was so enamored with the sign, they requested to keep it. And I think we gave them that right, if I remember correctly. I mean, they had just done a bang-up job on their property, and they were justifiably proud of it. You know, it's like, go for it.
And I was thinking in light, and also that we should probably get the flyer going for this year's awards as well.
Yes.
On social media and the newsletter and such.
Do we want to do them all at the same time? I'm thinking. You know, rather than, you know, do one set, then another set, you know, 3 months later. Mm-hmm. So we combine 2023 and 2024. That would be my recommendation. Obviously, that's something that the commission would have to, you know, consider, discuss, vote on, et cetera, but. In fact, if someone wants to chat about that now and or make a motion to do that, that's probably the appropriate way to take care of that.
I think it's a great idea to combine them. You have the energy, you know, so if I would make a motion to combine the two.
I second the motion.
All right. Commissioner Murr?
Yes.
Commissioner Reno-Ogden?
Yep.
Commissioner Graham White?
Aye.
Commissioner Forehand?
Yep.
Chairman Franek?
Aye.
Commissioner Sager?
Aye.
Discussion of additional ways to protect significant properties or generic catch-all. Anything? Seeing no comments. Any other business?
Yeah, I have a question on the SEI thing we fill out.
Yeah.
If you look at that first question, they're getting all into our business. I went to the statutes of what we're required to do that.
Is it different than years prior?
Where we are, we're not required?
Was it different than years prior? I don't.
Yeah, it's definitely very different than years prior. Okay. And we are not a commission appointed by, we're a commission appointed by a village mayor. We're not set for, in the Illinois State Constitution by any, I don't think we're required to do with what I'm saying.
I think.
I read the statutes. It was, and I've got the Illinois General Assembly, it's called Illinois Compiled Statutes, and it lists people that are required, and we don't fit any of these things because I don't want that out in the public domain. It's way too much into financial business as commissioners, I think.
Hmm.
So I'm thinking we don't have to do it. I just looked at it a couple of days ago and thought, oh my God, this is, in the past it's been no, doesn't apply, no. And this one was list everything that you own in the estate, all your stocks. I mean, it was.
Did you take a look at the definitions of what some of those things are? Because they're kind of narrowing.
Yeah, the first one.
So that, you know, I don't doubt what you say, David. I think the first question has been the same for the last several years. I think that
maybe I've just checked it doesn't apply without even realizing it, but
the kind of stuff I think they're looking for is to whether any commissioner has a significant interest in ownership that would impact a decision that he or she would make with respect to something that would come in front of her or his commission. And I think that's what the genesis is. For instance, if you own stock in an index fund, no big deal. If you own shares separately in a brokerage agreement with an individual stock, yeah, they want to know what that is. But other than that, they exempt a lot of stuff.
If you have any single asset that is worth more than $10,000 as of the end of the preceding calendar year, and is held in or payable to your name, held jointly by or payable to you with your spouse, or held jointly by or payable to you and a minor child, is list such assets below. In case of investment real estate, list the city and state where the investment real estate is located. If you don't have any such assets, list none below.
Okay. At the bottom of that, there is a tag that you can open to the definitions.
It says add answer, upload document, save and continue.
Okay.
That's on number four is my,
all right,
my statement.
Let me go through mine here. And I don't mean to.
No, I hope you're right. Because
make light of your concerns.
I think we have some staff members who are required to file it.
I think staff and employees, and we're not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think employees. By statute, it's appointed, and there's something about whether you can direct the village to spend funds that triggers that you have to fill it out. I can't remember because I was looking into it recently about another one of our commissions to see if they had to. But Commissioner Rainwag, and I'll confirm for you,
okay,
about whether the HPC has to do it or not. But I don't think I have to, so I don't know what it looks like on the other side. But I think like our police chief and our finance director have to, so maybe I'll ask them if they noticed anything different. Or
that doesn't sound like what I remember filling out the past.
Yeah, and it said at the beginning, these are different questions than you've had in the past in the instruction thing, and that like when I pulled up the Illinois compiled statutes and read all that, it lists everybody that would be a fire chief, that kind of stuff, but it doesn't.
Mm-mm.
Nowhere does it say someone appointed by a mayor and not a part of the state constitution.
I did receive a call from a first-time commissioner about it, saying that it's rather extensive.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was never been extensive. I mean, something fill out in 10 minutes and just go, no.
Yep.
Continue.
Oh,
we pay a late fee after the first of the month. So if you can jump on that, Luke, that would be appreciated.
I don't see it right now. Looking at my iPhone. I'll reach out to Luke. There is a rather exhaustive definition of exclusions that they're not looking for. But I think what it boils down to they're looking for something with respect to investment in real estate. I don't think there's a question about that. In terms of like stocks, if you own stuff in an index fund, they don't want to know. Mm-hmm. If it's because you're not making individual decisions on the stock of any individual corporation. If you own, you know, X number of shares of stock in XYZ Corp, yeah, they want to know because it's a separate account.
Even if I own my office in Chicago, it just says the state of Illinois. It doesn't say
right.
River Forest.
No, no, no. I understand.
So,
yeah.
Even that's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some different funds.
If that's, again, what it says in the first question, David, if there's stuff behind that, that's shame on Illinois. That's a poorly done way to get our ass bureaucratic red tape, I guess, what you're looking at. But yeah.
Yeah. I'll
let us know.
That I will.
And they're due when, right?
The first. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Wait.
Yeah.
May March. 1st. Yeah.
Yeah.
April, May. Yeah.
What happens if you don't fill it out? I don't remember.
You get a less $7, $15 late fee or something like that.
The village gets assessed.
Oh.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Not individual commissioners.
Not anymore. Oh. It's the commissioners now.
Really?
They changed that. I will. I have. I can't say this often with the state, but I have I think I have an in of someone I've worked with for a couple of emails. So I think it might, fingers crossed, might only take a couple phone calls just to at least get some information about it. So,
so in other words, in the great Chicago expression, quote, you know, a guy, unquote.
Yeah. I got a guy.
I got a guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any other business?
I received a building permit, not the application, for 604 Bonnie Bray. It was recently in the past. It came before us, if you guys remember. And they hired a new architect and redid everything. And so at the next meeting, 604 Bonnie Bray, a similar addition, if you guys remember, is on the west of the back of the house. And the similar addition is being done. The architect is Frank Heitzman, I think. And so just that's in the hopper.
Okay.
Is that at the corner house
there? Anything else? Is there a motion to adjourn?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion to adjourn?
Second.
Oh, yes.
Third.
Go Cubs.
Commissioner Murr.
Aye.
Commissioner Reno Ogden.
Aye.
Commissioner Graham White.
Yes.
Commissioner Forehand.
Yes.
Chairman Franek.
Aye.
Commissioner Sager.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned at 7:36.